Say, hi, it's Laura.
And Miguel.
And Blake.
Today, we're going to be talking about our rights as consumers.
Consumers.
There are 8 basic rights for consumers, but today we're only going to be talking about 2 of them. The first right is the right to information, which is where the consumer should be protected against dishonest or misleading advertising or labeling and has the right to be given the facts and information needed to make an informed choice. The Consumer Protection Act of 1986, the CPA, protects the interests of consumers in the widest range possible. The CPA gives the rights to the consumers to be informed about the quality, quantity, potency, standard, and price of goods or services so as to be protected against unfair trade practices. So basically, if a company says that something is in their product, then the CPA checks and makes sure that it's in their product so they can't lie to you. There have been many instances of this happening. One of the instances includes when Purina dog food was like bent on catching Blue Buffalo dog food in an advertising lie. They claimed they never used poultry byproduct meal in their foods. However, Purina did some testing of Blue Buffalo product and found that was not the case and sued them for false advertising. Just last week, a year after the case was filed, Blue Buffalo admitted to using byproduct meal in a substantial and material portion of their pet food. Blue Buffalo asked the court for additional time to file an amended complaint to the litigation, naming its ingredient suppliers as defendants. Despite this admission, Blue Buffalo still has not informed consumers of the presence of poultry byproduct meal in Blue Buffalo pet food, refuses to accept responsibility for the product it sold, and is instead blaming its suppliers, said Keith Shop, a spokesperson for Nestle Purina Pet Care. And on May 6, 2014, Purina filed a lawsuit against Blue Buffalo for false advertising after testing revealed presence of the poultry byproduct meal in some of Blue Buffalo's top-selling pet foods. Blue Buffalo's CEO responded by immediately claiming the testing was voodoo science and assuring their consumers that Blue Buffalo does not use chicken byproduct meal or poultry by-poultry meal in any of their product. Or poultry byproduct meal. According to Shop, only when faced with undeniable evidence from the lawsuit has Blue Buffalo admitted to the truth to the court. A substantial and material portion of Blue Buffalo pet food sold over the past several years contained poultry byproduct meal, and it is unclear to us if or when this practice stopped or whether any Blue Buffalo pet food containing byproduct meal is still on store shelves.
Another case of this happening may be more serious because it's about human food and not dog food. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Chipotle, alleging that the company's claims of serving GMO-free menu are false and misleading. Filed in California, the federal complaint takes aim at the chain's Food with Integrity campaign launched this spring, which claims bragging rights to becoming the first major restaurant chain in the U.S. to serve food free of genetically modified ingredients. The lawsuit filed by California resident Colleen Gallifer claims that Chipotle's menu was never free of GMOs at any time, alleging that the meat products come from animals which feed on GMOs such as soy and corn, while the sour cream, cheese, and dairy products come from farms that feed animals with GMOs. Likewise, the complaint points out that the chain sells soft drinks made with corn syrup, also a GMO. For its part, back in April, Chipotle said it asked their suppliers to plant non-GMO corn varieties for its corn tortillas, that it replaced soybean with sunflower oil to cook chips and taco shells. Following Chipotle's high-profile campaign, other major fast food brands and food manufacturers followed suit in announcing new measures to appeal to health-conscious consumers. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and the Campbell Soup Company announced in quick succession plans to remove artificial ingredients from their foods.
And finally, right to a healthy environment.
Yay!
The right to live and work in an environment which is neither threatening nor dangerous, and which permits a life of dignity and well-being. Industrial Revolution working conditions. Man has the fundamental right to freedom, equality, and adequate conditions of life in an environment of quality that permits a life of dignity and well-being. And he bears a solemn responsibility to protect and improve the environment for present and future generations. Next, international concerns with human rights, health, and environmental protection have expanded considerably in the past several decades.
Yeah.
Andrew, dang. Anyways, before I was interrupted, in response, the international community has created a vast array of international legal instruments, specialized organs, and agencies at the global and regional levels to respond to identify problems in each of the three areas. Often these have seemed to develop in isolation from one another. Yet the links between human and rights, health, and environmental protection were apparent at least from the first international conference on the human environment held in Stockholm in 1972. Indeed, health has seemed to be the subject that bridges the two fields of the environment protection and human rights. At the Stockholm concluding session.
Blake, that is an office.
Alright, I'll be right there. Interrupted again, but the participants proclaimed that.